preparations are ongoing for an Independence Morning special featuring several local steel pan acts. Production manager for the event hosted by RS Academy, Rodney Small, spoke of the inspiration behind the hosting of the event.
Most of our plants, herbs and crops and seeds are grown in the garden. And I think outside of that, it being a tribute to St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the only best venue that could represent us as having one of the oldest botanical gardens in the Western Hemisphere would be at the Botanical Garden. So outside of, you know, I mean, the whole concept about the plants and the herbs and the seeds growing in a typical garden, I also want to, because it's going to be virtual and, you know, it's going to cross over to different regional countries and international countries. And I want them to see the beauty of our botanical garden and the history. Because while we're doing the event, there are going to be a lot of fun facts, a lot of information about the venue, along with information about the herbs and the plants and the bush and whatnot. So, you know, it's really a 50-50 situation where you promote the herbs and the plants of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and also promote the garden, which have a lot of these bush plants and herbs that we're going to be talking about on the day of the event.
Mr. Small also outlined the elements of panning the garden, which will be streamed live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.
This event will be held on the 27th of October, Independence Morning, at the Botanical Garden. It's a virtual event, so persons can view the event on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and whatnot. This event is really about steel pan players, some of the top steel pan players in the country, along with some younger steel pan players who we want to give the opportunity, not just for them, but for persons to see that there are other solo panists in the country, other than the usual suspects. It's really dubbed Edu Entertainment, in the sense where while we are entertaining persons, we are also educating persons about the different bush plants and herbs that we use in Timbinson for medicine purpose, for drinking, especially tea. So just to provide that sort of information and the preservation of our bush culture.
And Mr. Small is encouraging persons to be a part of the virtual event, which promises to be both entertaining and educational.
Well, I just want to encourage all Vincentians and those forces in the diaspora to join us on the virtual space, because it's not just entertainment. It's just a lot of education, a lot of information that we need to preserve. I'm encouraging everybody to bring the family together, especially the younger folks in the family, so they can have an idea and have a know-how in terms of how we use these bush and how important these plants and herbs and seeds are. Give them an idea of the uses of some of these bush plants and whatnot, and how important it is to preserve. And one thing that we're really pushing is to see how we can use this information, this historic information, and put it in a modernized world on all of these technology and available apps. So I just want to invite persons, you know, after the Prime Minister address, Independence address, just move on over to our social media platforms, Rodney Small, social media platforms, ITSX, and let's have a good morning of clean Vincentian music and entertainment.
That was Rodney Small, production manager for the Pan in the Garden event hosted by RS Academy. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.